Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone, we have Tim Houle. He is the county administrator for Crow Wing County in Minnesota, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You also are the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Should probably mention that as well. And they had a recent piece on funding roads in rural Minnesota. It was interesting that there's some local use sales tax being used in some counties in Minnesota, and it's kind of got some mixed results.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. As the legislature has been struggling with trying to fund transportation throughout the state of Minnesota, it's been, you know, in the news that they have had a difficult time reaching some kind of a consensus between the governor's office and the legislature about how to get some kind of a long-term funding strategy in place. And so a couple of years back, the legislature and governor did agree to give local units of government the option of adopting a local sales tax. It had to be specifically for roads, so you had to put together a plan of which roads it would cover, and it would sunset in 10 years or when that list of projects got done, whichever came first. So there are a number of counties throughout the state of Minnesota that have adopted the local option sales tax. And the piece that was done by the center recently looked at how that is working for different kinds of counties. And what it quite interestingly found was that if you're a county that is a rural center of commerce, one of our larger cities in rural Minnesota that attract people from around to go shopping and whatnot, that those counties, like Crow Wing, the local option sales tax has been very favorable for Crow Wing County. If you happen to be in a county that does not have a large commercial center that draws people from a distance, the local option sales tax has really just shifted how you're going to pay for the transportation from a property tax over to a sales tax. And so what we're finding is that for those regional center counties, the local option sales tax is an effective transportation strategy for county roads. But for many counties in rural Minnesota, the local option sales tax is not really going to accomplish what we would hope to accomplish other than maybe just moving the shells around on the board. About 50% of the sales taxes that are paid in Crow Wing County are paid by people who don't live here. They're either tourists or they're here from other counties shopping because we have large box retail stores that they want to shop at. So it makes obviously good sense for us. But if you're Todd County, let's say, who has adopted a local option sales tax, probably much closer to 100% of the sales taxes paid in Todd County are paid by Todd County residents. And so then you're just shifting things on the same board from one pot to another.
Tim, always a pleasure.
Likewise, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator. He's also the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.